Kingston, Canada.
Canada.
They tell no lies. You are, in fact, listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. CFRC.ca, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, K7L3N6. It is just past 2 of the clock. Tis I, DJ Tangent, your host here on Numbers with Wings. What do you say we just get started with ye olde theme song? Take it away, lads. Here we go.
I got a number with wings.
celebrate your wonderful country. Where the fuck are we? Do you want to be a professional?
Issue with the Scottish computer. It's possessed. So that's why the theme song kind of cut quickly, because I was using a non-Scottish computer. So I think we need Ian to remind us.
Amateurs! Amateurs!
Thanks, man. Feeling the love. All right. So we had the theme song. And then what I followed that up with was a song. The song is by The Professionals, who were the other part, another, well, I guess one of three bands, I guess, that rose from the ashes of the Sex Pistols. Now, The Professionals were Steve Jones and Paul Cook, guitar player and drummer, and other people. But this, what I played, was from 1981, I'm thinking, movie called Ladies and Gentlemen, The Fabulous Stains. I believe it is still on the YouTube. If you get a chance, check it out. It's entertaining. And that was The Looters doing The Professionals, join The Professionals. And The Looters, well, so we have Steve Jones on guitar, Paul Cook on drums, Natch. Paul Simonon from The Clash on bass, and Ray Winstone from Bet365 Ads. A much thinner Ray Winstone on lead vocals. Yeah, classic. Love it. So I had to pluck that from the YouTubes, And while I was so doing, I came across a couple songs that I thought, hey, I kind of like those. Let's share those. One is by Teenage Fan Club, and it is called Ain't That Enough. My currently favorite Teenage Fan Club song is Alcoholiday, which I used to play in a band a bit, but it has swears, so I'm not going to play that. And the other one is Birth, School, Work, Death by the Godfathers, who were... Let me open up the phone again. Where'd it go? There we go. Were formed in 1985 by brothers Peter Coyne, vocals, and Chris Coyne, bass. Bass vocals. From the ashes of their previous band, the Sid Presley Experience, the Godfathers toured extensively and quickly earned a serious reputation for their electrifying brand of primal rock and roll and their incendiary live shows around the world. Yeah. So this song was actually from 87. It scored a U.S. top 20, or sorry, top 40, and heavy rotation on MTV. And I think it's just kind of appropriate for this time of the year, at the end of the school year. Birth, school, work, death. Yeah, because I walked over to the lovely Lower Carruthers Hall today, and it's actually nice out, not like that snowstorm of last week. And we have the spring version of the 3D Tetris tournament going on out there with people trying to put stuff into the back of trucks and trailers and whatnot. Very entertaining. Anyway, enough about me. Teenage Fan Club and the Godfathers. Here we go.
Yeah.
Wings, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, 17 people. Woo, party. Yeah, so that was Ain't That Enough by Teenage Fan Club. You know, I don't know if it's just me, but I think you can always tell it's Teenage Fan Club because the way the vocals go together, it's very them. I'm not sure. It's harmony, it might be, but it, you know, it's them. And then Birth, School, Work, Death by the Godfathers. Okay, so we're up to 18. If you were following the Instagram, you may have noticed that I was threatening some blasts from the past today. So the Instagram told me, and I suppose a calendar would have as well, 50 years ago, this year, the Montreal Olympics, wow. But that's not what I was thinking. The Ramones album, titled Ramones, came out 50 years ago in 1976, and also the Flamin' Groovies, Shake Some Action, also 50 years ago. Let's see. It'll be a surprise which one I play first. But, no, actually, I'm going to play their moments first. Picture yourself. Okay, I'll picture myself as an 11-year-old in 1976. And if this song had come on the radio, which, where I was living, I doubt it would have, but hypothetically speaking, if this next song had suddenly blasted out of your radio, mind blown, you know? Anyway, first, Blitzkrieg Pop, followed by the title track, Shake Some Action. So yeah. So turn up the volume and fasten your seatbelts, because hey-ho, let's go.
Thank you.
Alrighty, Shake Some Action by the Flamin' Groovies. 50 years. Man, no, I don't feel old. Okay, so we're just about the halfway point of the show, Numbers with Wings, here with your host, me, this guy, DJ Tangent, on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. Also available on various and sundry radio streaming service thingies like, I don't know, iHeartRadio and things like that. Okay, so continuing on with this anniversaries of stuff, this coming Saturday, no, Friday, yes, Friday, May 1st, man, calendars, there are complicated things. Lowest of the Low is playing at the Broom Factory. Yours truly will be volunteering there. And the title of the tour, the reason for the tour, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, is it is the 35th anniversary of their album, Shakespeare My Butt. Classic title. Somewhere in my possession, I have a book of Shakespearean insults that I picked up at some bookstore at some point in time. I really should find it, because Shakespeare, he had a way with the words, insulting people, and they didn't know they were being insulted. Go figure. So I'm going to play a song by The Lowest of the Low. So yeah, if you aren't busy next Friday, or this Friday, I guess, the Friday at the end of this current week, Broom Factory, great place for a show. I enjoy it. So the song I'm going to play, it seems to apply to today just as well as it did 35 years ago. It is called Salesmen, Cheats, and Liars. It's kind of redundant, but whatever. And then also the Instagram. Man, it's making me playing songs all the time. On an ad, I guess it's an ad for Spring Reverb, which is coming up the end of next month, the end of May. They keep playing, the song that's playing over it is by Divine Right, and it's called Come for a Ride, and this song is from 1995. And my God, could they have had more members in that band over the last, what's that, 30 years? Whew. The Wikipedia page is like 3 pages long. So I have no idea who was in the band at that time, because it's just, you need a spreadsheet. Excuse me. But anyway, Instagram got me hooked, so I'm going to play it. But first, Salesmen, Cheats, and Liars by Lowest of Low. Cheats and liars.
way the gun is pointing before you yell. I see the whites of their eyes. Sometimes you'll find your senses all disjointed by the lines and wires of salesmen, cheats, and liars. Of salesmen, cheats, and liars.
That's something to look forward to, the end of next month. at Spring Reverb. So, tis I, DJ Tangent, here on Numbers with Wings, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and all that. Last night, many of you did not follow instructions very well. Well, like the one person I know who was listening to the show last week was there, but she kind of came with us, so good on you, doof. Last night at the Buckle Down, we saw Piner opened. Finally, I got to see Piner. Like a whole show, not just one song. Excellent, excellent. But Nicholas Campbell and the Meter Cheaters. That handsome young man. Boy, oh boy, can he play his guitar. He sings, too. An amazing show. The drummer was having way too much fun. But it is a lot of fun. Nicholas described the band, the Meter Cheaters, so it's the drummer and bass player, as the wave, and he just surfs on top of it. Wherever he goes, they seem to follow him and vice versa. And yeah, man. Check out my Instagram story if you want to see a fine example of his guitar playing and a bit of his singing as well. Great, great show. So I'm going to play a song by him, obviously. The title track of the album, the album release tour? It came out in January, and it's called People Like to Talk. That's the name of the album and the name of the song I will be playing. And then I think I will play perhaps a Beached Out song after that. Yes, I think that's what I'll do. All right. Whoops. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot. After the Nicholas Campbell show, we went upstairs to the Buckle Up. You get the Buckle Up and the Buckle Down. And Abby Stewart was playing with a band. Well, she's a young-ish, young. I don't know how old she is, but I can't tell. Country adjacent singer from Kingston, or maybe Brock Vegas. I don't know. She was talking about spending time at the Brock Vegas Speedway, so maybe. Whatever. Very, very good. The performance, interacting with the audience. However, a couple of the requests, there was a group that seemed to be a bachelorette party because a young woman was wearing a bride-to-be sash. And the songs that they requested were Take It on the Run by REO Speedwagon. You know, the one where they heard it from a friend, who heard it from a friend that, you know, we're messing around? That one. And Goodbye Earl from the Chicks, formerly known as Dixie. Now, are these really the best songs for a future bride? I don't know. Anyway, yeah, I almost forgot to mention that. But yeah, if you get a chance, check out the Buckle for a show. It's good. Buckle up or buckle down. It's all good. Next week at the Homegrown, you have Country upstairs and Youngins downstairs. It's going to be great. Can't wait. Anyway, but that's next week. So here we go. Nicholas Campbell and the Meter Cheaters. Alrighty. I'm back. Tis I, DJ Tangent. So that was Nicholas Campbell with People Like to Talk. And I forgot one thing about Abby Stewart, as Noof reminded me over the text. She had these really cool jeans. They had like stars sewn on. You'd have to see them. But, you know, good stage presence. They were cool. And then that was Beached Out from their album Average Weekend, and it was a variable rate. Now, Beached Out are kind of interesting. They're from Peterborough. Nominally a two-piece of Queen's alumni who have, I gotta give it to them, they're marketing. They contacted seemingly all of us who have, here at CFRC, who have Instagram accounts and said, hey, play our song, please. Would you like a Bandcamp coupon? And the number of us who have played it, the marketing idea would be useless if the song sucked, but the songs are good, so it works. So any musicians out there, give it a shot. You never know. We might fall. It's one way to get your music across. I'd actually found their music on Earshot, which during the summer, at some point, there's the Earshot Daily. I can't remember when I heard it now. And it's, well, because all the kids have gone. Poor Jesse has to fill the schedule. But yeah, it's songs from the Earshot distribution system. So a song I found this week is from a band called Birds Bear Arms. And so they were formed in Edmonton in 2014. It's Jamie Latin, Everett Durnford, and Atticus Brent. They were signed to a local label, yada, yada, yada. So in 2019, they went on indefinite hiatus, reforming in mid-2025. They are currently finishing work on their first LP, I Wish I Had Wings, due for release July 24th. So this song is a teaser, I guess. And it, what do they call it here? They, Birds Bear Arms, quote, are a band founded on the principles of galaxy crushing and inclusiveness. They pour together influences from emo and math rock to power pop, yay, and jazz to create a frothy misc, words is hard, a frothy mix of frantic riffs, desperate shouting, pounding bass, and relentless drums. Bring earplugs, end quote. Okay, so I'm going to play that song. It's called, hang on, got to stretch the little thing over so I can get the whole word. Yes, so it was released the 21st, and it is called Get It Together. And then we'll see what happens after that. Here we go. Birds Bear Arms, Get It Together.
Yeah.
That was pretty much as described. Frantic riffs. Yep. Desperate shouting. Mm-hmm. Pounding bass. Yep. Relentless drums. Relentless drums. Oh, man. I used to know how to talk. Well, maybe not really. Okay, so we're getting close to the end. So I'm going to play... I should tell you. Up next, of course, Julian Taylor with his jukebox. Professional guy that he is. 3 hours of a wide variety of music and stories. Huh. Music and stories. I think he might have an idea there. I'll be back next week. I may have to do a pre-record for some reason or another. Oh, yes, we're celebrating the eldest child's birthday. So I'm not sure when that is, but yeah. Oh, this afternoon, if you get a chance, wander by the Toucan between 5 and 8. The Gertrudes, Carlo, the cool surf stuff. Hollow Body and a fourth person who I don't remember. Sorry. It's not someone I've heard of before, so that's probably why I'm drawing a blank. If I can... the middle child's out of town, so I'm watching her cats. So I got to try and see if I can schedule them and still make it to see Carlo, because I really want to see Carlo, because I saw them for like 5 minutes on Charles Street last summer, and I want more. Anyway, so next Saturday on Make and Bacon, Saturday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., yours truly, is scheduled to be there for our second annual Homegrown Live preview show. So there's something else to look forward to, eh? All right. So a lot of the kids, I can call them kids because I'm almost old enough to be their grandfather, have left town and have left the station, and we're sad about it. Poor DJ Elephant on Friday. My goodness, poor kid. So I thought I would play a song by Joshua Quimby. It is not an original, but it's cool nonetheless. It's his version of My Way, and I think all of the DJs who have left or are leaving CFRC should have no regrets, because they did it their way. And it was darn good. So, take it away, Joshua, and I will see you next week. See ya.
Final curtain, my friend. I'll say it clear. I'll state my case, in which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I've traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it. Regrets, I've had a few. Then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Yes, there were times I'm sure you knew when I bit off more than I could chew, but through it all, when there I faced it all. had my fill, my share of losing. And now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing. To think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, oh no, not me. I did it my way. What is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not.
Artist at the Toucan today. Let's do this little